It's the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as we do each and every week, we welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today?
We're good, Rocco. We're doing all right.
Great to hear, Dave. Great to hear. Wanted to start with a story. We'll start with the one from your colleague, Lena Yost. This was from Tuesday's Chronicle-Telegram. Some more demolition coming to downtown Elyria. That's been a topic of discussion in the past couple of months, really the last year, at least in my mind, with some of these older buildings here downtown. Now it's the former Shane Furniture building that is kind of in the discussion. So what's to know here?
Yeah, so this property is potentially on the chopping block. Could be on the way to demolition. That is, according to Lena's story, unless the city can find a way to save it. On Monday night, City Council voted to authorize, city officials to move forward with fixing some of the multiple violations that are within the structure at 327 Broad Street. Mayor Frank Whitfield wants to save the building, have it be assessed by a structural engineer. But basically, Building Inspector Gerald Farkas said that there are so many code violations, including lack of fire suppression systems, partial collapses inside, and the subcellar is basically filled with water. So there's some flooding going on there, too. Some of the problems that you encounter with some of these buildings downtown, and I think we've seen that with some of the Uncle Vic's issues that have been going on with some of the demolition there is... The fire department has long had a list of buildings that are considered unsafe to enter, should they catch on fire or should there be some sort of problem within. And that's one of those things that you have to make sure that these things are safe. Well, a lot of these buildings have not been kept up. Right across the street from the studios, that there was that building right next to the foundry that we've discussed in the past, and how basically the facade's real beautiful, but on the inside there were collapses. Floors had fallen through floors, and there were problems falling bricks, and we've had many issues. I've written many stories about falling bricks on some of these facades on these old buildings in downtown Elyria. And in part, some of that is some of the codes, codes weren't enforced because there wasn't really much to make it safe. And sometimes I don't want to say all owners, but sometimes owners don't keep these places up while they're up for sale. Or they're just sort of allowed to deteriorate, and we have hard winters around here. Everybody knows this. So when the snow comes down, when the water melts and then refreezes, bricks pop out of their sockets and things start to happen, and you get low points where there's flooding. So basically, there's been some inspections of this building. The owners didn't file an appeal about a lot of the code violations. And the building was condemned back on April 12th. And again, no appeal was filed within the 30 days. So we'll see kind of what happens with city council, moving forward on this and what city officials are going to do.
Yeah, and I saw kind of reading through the article, it seems like there's some split opinions on whether you do kind of move forward and do something with it or whether you just kind of bring it to the ground. And like you said, Dave, I guess we'll just kind of wait and see what happens next with it. But, again, Shane's Furniture Building, the old Shane Furniture Building, I should say, could be on the chopping block, to steal your term there, as with a number of other buildings here in downtown Elyria. So on a more positive side, we'll go to a story from your colleague, Carissa, talking about a potential new Boys and Girls Club Esports Center opening in South Lorain. I'm a big video gamer myself, so this story certainly caught my attention. But now Lorain County seems to be on the gaming wave now, if you will. What's to know with this one?
Yeah, so this is pretty cool. Basically, esports have been kind of a big deal over the past several years. I mean, there's gamers out there who have made millions upon millions of dollars in tournaments. Whether it is you play Fortnite. I know some adults are going to know Fortnite from their kids or grandkids. The nephews playing that. And the Boys and Girls Club Esports Center is pretty much finally coming together at the Desich Family Campus on Pearl Avenue. And this is one way that some city officials and some organizations and want to basically ensure that instead of being out on the street and maybe getting violent, getting into fights, or being bored and vandalizing property, or whether give youth and many youth love video games. I mean, many adults love video games. Why not have an esports center where these kids can come together, play video games, maybe you know, get their eye hand coordination all together and find some other outlet for sort of a nonviolent means of passing the time.
And I think the thing with esports to note too, contrary to just I guess everyday video gaming, there's a competitive aspect to the esports, right? Hence the whole sport aspect, electronic sports. So you know, I think it kind of teaches kids that, you know, some healthy competitiveness as well, while also, like you said, with the hand-eye coordination and just playing video games as opposed to maybe getting in other kinds of trouble or what have you. So that was a cool story to read through. So thanks for sharing some more details on that. Again, we're talking with Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. He joins us for the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria. Dave, what are you and your colleagues working on over at the Chronicle Telegram as far as upcoming stories are concerned?
You know, we've been talking about gas leaks and I know that Dylan Reynolds is going to have some interesting stuff coming from Avon and Avon Lake. There's also going to be some discussions on violence coming from Carissa Whitehatch, my colleague who covers the city of Lorain. I guess some city officials are meeting with some other mayors and police chiefs about that particular issue. We're still continuing our COVID-19 coverage. I know Dylan will have some more information about active cases of COVID-19 in Lorain County coming up and a bunch of other things.
All right. Well, we will be on the lookout for some more information in this morning's Chronicle Telegram, and we can close out the interview as we do each and every week. Dave, what do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
I'm going to go back again to the well of Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter @NEO_scan. Disturbance on East 91st Street in Cleveland. Snake blocking the entrance to Dollar General. Quote, anybody here like snakes? It's a legitimate question.
Well, not me. They should not call Rocco Nushi to help resolve that problem right there. I would be squealing like a child as I sprint back towards my car and avoid the dollar store. So, entertaining scanner story as always, Dave, and I appreciate the insight into what you and your colleagues got going on over at the Chronicle Telegram. Again, chronicletea.com, the Chronicle Telegram, two spots to go to keep up with the latest around Lorain County. And again, this was Dave O'Brien joining us for this morning's Local Beat. Dave, we appreciate the time. We'll look forward to catching up some more next week.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you then, Lauren.